This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Right now, we're back to the NFL playoffs and discussing some of these dogs that were absolutely barking all weekend long. In fact, the one dog that I actually liked, like the bets were trash, the one dog that I actually liked, the Bills, they didn't win. So we saw some of these really unlikely underdogs not only covering, but winning outright. The Rams beating the Bucks 30-27. The Niners beating the Packers 13-10. And then the Bengals beating the Titans 19-16. So all of these dogs, which was the most shocking for you?
Honestly, it was the Bengals winning. I know you don't want to hear that. And by the way, it's National Compliment Day. So to make you feel better, I'm just going to throw in random compliments to you whenever you make a good point. It'll make you feel better after your Titans loss. So just look for those. Yeah, probably not. The little Easter eggs for you. Because the Titans had 2 weeks to get ready, because they were the number one seed, and legitimately so, because they were completely healthy, because they were all over Joe Burrow. They were destroying Joe Burrow in that game. You saw it firsthand. It was these untimely. Mike Vrabel did not make the best coaching decisions. He left some real head scratchers on the field. And then Ryan Tannehill didn't just throw picks, but he threw really untimely picks. His first pass of the game, then late in the game when they really had a chance to drive down the field, make something happen. He throws that pick, allows the Bengals to kick the game-winning field goal. I just thought this was a very uneven performance for a team that was so consistent throughout the regular season. And I thought the Bengals might keep it, maybe had a chance to keep it close. I had the Titans to cover, but I was really stunned that Tennessee looked as discombobulated as they did, particularly with the extra week.
I will say this is kind of how the Titans have looked all season long. It had shades of that Bills Monday night football game to it, because if mm-hmm. you remember that game, the Titans looked terrible in the first half and everybody thought, oh, you know, the Titans are going to lose, whatever, they were underdogs.
Right.
But the second half, like, they are so feast or famine. They don't have a consistent offense. And you think to yourself, well, they have Derrick Henry. They have a run game. But mm-hmm. no, it's not the consistent passing offense that we see from teams like the Bengals, like the Chiefs, like any team with a great quarterback. So it kind of went almost how I thought it would, at least the first half. I didn't think the Titans were going to come out swinging. They never do. But how do you not say the most shocking upset is the Niners over the Packers? You talk about the Titans laying an egg. The Packers were the Super Bowl favorites playing at home with the MVP of the league at Lambeau Field, which is supposed to be the best home field advantage in the NFL.
Yeah, it does surprise me. But I will say the one thing that did concern me a little bit is Aaron. Now, we had the Niners to cover that spread. Both of us were on the Niners. I did not think San Francisco
would win. I
wasn't
on the Niners.
You weren't? I thought we were on the Niners together.
Oh, I was not.
Okay. I was on the Niners. I had the Niners in the points just because of that defense in particular. Now, I did not think San Francisco was going to win outright, but it bothered me that Aaron Rodgers is now 0-4 all time against San Francisco in the postseason. He's had an issue with them, and I just like the way the Niners are playing as a team. And plus, Chelsea, whenever you get cold weather like that, also the under in that game, we talked about how in the previous week, the weather wasn't as much of a factor as we thought it was going to be. It was a factor at Lambeau Field. There were snow flurries. The wind chill was zero. It was cold. And particularly in those types of games, if you're a quarterback, you tend not to perform well. So I thought that was going to be a factor. Green Bay, I'm surprised they didn't win, but it wasn't the most shocking thing to me because the Niners have now won, 8 of 10? This is a team that's playing really good football, and for some reason, we just don't want to give them enough credit.
All right, here's where I'm going to push back.
Okay.
The Packers looked like they were going to cover until that fluky play. And I know special teams maybe deserve a spot in your handicap. But,
yes.
Like, did you really see a blocked punt return for a touchdown coming? Like, I know a lot of people are saying, well, you should have seen it, Chelsea. You should have been on the Niners. But, like, I feel like this game could have gone either way.
Oh, certainly it could have. Now, you make a good point in that I did not look at this game and say, how will special teams be a factor? But it is football. That's football. Special teams are huge, particularly in the playoffs, because one play can make a monster difference. And particularly in cold weather when the ball's hard and it's slippery, there's snow flurries, quarterbacks aren't performing well, then special teams really become a factor, especially if you're trying to kick a field goal, because that becomes more of a challenge. So that's when people say, did you see that coming? No, I didn't. But also special teams are a huge part of the game. And so I'm not going to throw that to the side and say, well, if not for that play, Green Bay would have won or maybe and would have covered. That's football, and the Niners were better. They had two huge special teams plays. And honestly, if you follow the Packers this season, that is one of their weaknesses. They aren't a great special teams play or special teams
team. All right, so let's get a third opinion on this. Shay, right. Was I an idiot for laying the points with the Packers at home?
Well, Chelsea, I took the points with the Niners. So, unfortunately, I can't give you a very objective opinion here.
But still, like, they were covering until, what, the final few minutes of the game? Like, that game was turned on its ear. It was such a fluky play.
It's
like,
football.
I'm so tired of people chirping me for that pick.
It was a fluky play. And, like, you maybe shouldn't be chirped too heavily for that pick. But, like, they also were punting the ball back to the Niners. And I know that the Niners, like, offensively couldn't do anything. But if they get the ball back and go down the field and score, it's still the same thing and they still cover. Like, I think that's where, like, as much as the Packers were covering, it never felt comfortable. If that makes sense.
No, well, because it was a one-score, you know, cover. Like, when you're sweating a cover, you really need them not even to score a field goal in order to feel comfortable about a favorite covering. But that was kind of the theme of the weekend. Like, did anybody feel comfortable about any of their bets except for maybe Rams backers early in the first half? I feel like all of these games could have almost gone either way.
That's the playoffs. Yeah, that's exactly why we talked about last week, Chelsea, that we predicted this. We predicted this. Look, the super wild card weekend was super mediocre weekend. But once we cut off the bad teams, once we separated the cream, then we're like, okay, now we're going to get some good football games because now we're getting the best teams. Now we're getting the teams who deserve to be here, who we know are a cut above. And that's why one play or two can absolutely make the difference, because the margin of error in this game, in these games, is so thin because these teams are so good. You can afford to make mistakes like we saw the Packers make on special teams if they're playing, you know, if they're playing the Cardinals or some team that just isn't on that next level. But when you're talking about the 49ers, a team that's playing some of the best football of the season right now, you can't afford to make a mistake like that. So that's why every possession is huge in these games, and that's why the point spreads were so tight, because – that's all it takes. It's really all it takes in playoff football.
Chelsea, the question right. I would ask you is, if you could go back in time, would you bet the Packers again? Like, and don't, like, not knowing the result, would you bet the Packers again? Because if you feel good about your handicap, that's all you can really do. Like, mm-hmm. We're all going to lose bets. As long as you feel good about the process and the handicap, and you feel like it was covering towards the end of the game. So I think, like, if you could go back and do it again and you would bet the Packers again, then your process is sound and it almost worked. Anybody chirping you is just an idiot, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, before the game, like, did people really see the Packers losing to the Niners in the first round? And honestly, some of these teams, I feel like it was a sell high moment, because the right. Niners were one of the hottest teams in the NFL. And sometimes in betting, that strategy works, especially in the regular season. You see these teams that are hot and you think to yourself, are there holes in this team's game? And for me, it's, you know, the quarterback play and Jimmy Garoppolo. And then you're going against an offense that really can get it going, get these downfield plays and score in bunches. And I knew that the Packers might be a little rusty, because we saw that with the Titans, teams that were coming off a first round bye. Like, sometimes it takes a while to get going, but also, like, yeah. The weather was a factor. And honestly, I feel like I probably would have played it again. Like, the Packers were the Super Bowl favorite. Like, I feel like I'm not coming out of left field by picking the Packers.
Not at all. This is playoff football. Look, it would not surprise me at all if we were talking here today about how the Packers went out and dominated the Niners because Aaron Rodgers went off. I didn't think that was going to happen, but was that out of the realm of possibility? Absolutely not. So as long as you like your process and you could absolutely make a case for the Packers covering this number because they were the best covering team during the regular season, because they had an extra week to prepare, because they were at Lambeau Field, because they're accustomed to the elements. You could absolutely make that argument easily. So I wouldn't feel bad about that at all. It's easy after the fact to go back and say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. There's no point in doing that. So I could just as easily be talking about how the Niners lost. I like them in the points, but the Packers were a strong play. If you like the process, you like the process.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.